Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Playoffs are here. We're not in them. I had to give a pep talk to another group of people who are in this division. I didn't have to do it in Baltimore. Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, joins us as we go around the AFC North. Remember, all guests appear on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ken, first off, is this the year Lamar gets to the Super Bowl?
I think this is the year he looks like Lamar Jackson in the playoffs, but slaying Kansas City is a different story, though. I'm strangely confident they get to Arrowhead, but I'm not going to guarantee you they get to the Super Bowl.
What's the deal with Zay Flowers?
It's a knee. They don't think it's serious. My guess is he doesn't play Saturday night, but he's working to try to get there. And I think there's a good shot he plays. Assuming they beat Pittsburgh, he plays the following week.
Can you believe the point spread is double digits for a grudge match that happens to take place in the playoffs between these two teams?
I'm shocked, but I think it's more about the fact that, like, frankly, the Steelers look broken. Like the last 4 weeks, they've been awful. And I just think that, and plus the Ravens, when they're right, score 30 points a game. So I think that's where we are.
What's it like to feel like you are, your team, your Baltimore Ravens, are in the Steelers and Steelers fans' head that deeply?
Honestly, that's a little bit of news to me, because I always feel it's the opposite. Like the Ravens had, going into that game a few weeks ago, had lost 8-9. And quite frankly, it felt like the Steelers were in the Ravens' heads, and Tomlin was in Harbaugh's head, and they're always in Lamar's head. So I guess it's all about perspective, but I've always felt the opposite as far as this matchup is concerned.
Now that you guys have Derrick Henry in the mix for the postseason, I think a lot of people are thinking differently about the Ravens maybe ceiling, but if Baltimore falls in one of these, and I don't think it'll be this game, but if Baltimore falls down a couple of possessions or down 10 points, how do you think they do with that scenario? Do you think they abandon the run? Will they stick with it? Are they still in those ball games?
Well, that's the $50,000 question, isn't it? Because in 2019 against Tennessee, they had a great running game. They got down 10 early, and they stopped running the football. Against Kansas City, they stopped running the football. They were only down 10 and then 7. I think Derrick Henry would choke Todd Monken himself if he didn't get the football in a playoff game. I think fans, the trepidation for fans is, does Lamar Jackson look like playoff Lamar, even though he's looked great in the regular season, probably had his best regular season ever. And will they get cute and stop running the football? I think because they have that guy, they will continue to run the ball.
Is Justin Tucker fixed?
Do I think he's fixed? No. Do I think he's okay? Yeah, but if he has to line up for a 50-yard field goal to tie the game late, I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't be a little concerned.
What do Ravens fans – we know what Steelers fans think of Myles Garrett. What do Ravens fans think about him? I know that the audio came out from NFL media. The Roger Rosengarten, Dr. Rosen. Yeah, the audio with the offensive lineman, Myles Garrett, talking to him. What do Ravens fans think of him?
By the way, Ken, you'd be proud of me. I started watching Hard Knocks. But, yeah, I saw that last night on social, and I think there's a healthy respect for Myles Garrett. Partly, you know, Ravens fans hate T.J. Watt because he plays for the Steelers and he's really good. And the Steelers are a threat to the Ravens. So, frankly, and I hate to say it, but the Browns have never been a threat to the Ravens. So I think there's just a healthy respect for Myles Garrett. And I think most Ravens fans acknowledge he's arguably the best defensive player in football.
The Ravens are in the playoffs. They are taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers over the weekend. And that was Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan. In Baltimore to preview it, James Rapine. We now welcome him in from Locked On Bengals and Sports Illustrated from down in Cincinnati, where they did everything they could to make the playoffs, but it was too little too late. They are bounced, and they have used Lou Anarumo as a scapegoat. Is that what he is, James, or were there legitimate reasons to can Lou Anarumo? Defensive coordinator.
Both. Yeah, both. I think Lou Anarumo is clearly a good coach, and we've seen that from him. At the same time, it wasn't just about struggling on defense this year. It was about all of the guys they've drafted over the past couple of years not necessarily developing the way they wanted, not turning into contributors like they wanted. So I think it was a mixture of both things. But there's no doubt that Lou's a good coach, and they know that. And so I think it's going to be hard to upgrade in that area. So we'll see if they can.
Is there a chance, and I don't know how on record Joe Burrow has been on this, that Burrow is part of the reason that Zach Taylor still has his job, that maybe he appreciates the relationship, and if the ownership asked Burrow would say keep him?
Well, I'm certain that's part of it. I mean, I think that's a big reason why Zach survived year two of his tenure. Obviously, he's going into year seven now, and they've made a couple playoff runs since, but yeah, I think that relationship is huge, and the front office values that. And I'm not sure at any moment, so far at least, they've gotten to that point where they ask Joe or bring it up to Joe about moving on from Zach. I do think that with these changes, a new offensive line coach on offense, three new coaches minimum on defense, including your defensive coordinator, that Zach better win next year. You better get back to the playoffs next year. Otherwise, yeah, I think those conversations could happen. I think the seat for Zach Taylor is certainly warm entering 2025, and it's because of all the changes that they're in the process of making right now.
Is there any chance the Bengals could hold on to T. Higgins instead of Ja'Marr Chase?
Oh, look at you. No. No, no, no. Let's not do that.
I was just asking. I wasn't trying to start anything.
There's a chance if you want Joe Burrow to pick up the stadium and throw it into the Ohio River. No, I don't think that's even remotely. But like Ja'Marr is a.
So wait a minute. The ultimate team guy, the guy who's the leader of your franchise, Joe Burrow is just going to suffer fools and be okay with Ja'Marr Chase causing a giant distraction going into the season and then almost derailing this entire season with the talks of the contract?
Ja'Marr Chase is the best receiver in Bengals history. He just finished year four. Joe Burrow is well on his way of being the best quarterback in franchise history. If they broke those guys up, then yeah, Joe would have a right to be furious. So yeah, I think that is a must. And if you ask Joe, T is a must as well. And I do think that's what's interesting is you saw local Joe Burrow. If this front office doesn't get something done long term, not just with Ja'Marr, but T as well, What does Joe do? How does he react? They have the money, the cash flow, the cap space, all of the above to keep both of those guys. And so we'll see what happens if they don't. But Ja'Marr, that should be number one. They can negotiate with him at any point. I don't know why you would wait, quite frankly. I would try to get that done tomorrow if you can.
James Rapine, Locked On Bengals, Cincinnati, where they're in the same spot we are, on the couch for the playoffs in the 2024-2025 season. Before we bring in Pony, I had to give a pep talk to Pony and Muller yesterday. I tuned in a little bit of 93.7. You wouldn't.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Not believe the downtrodden voices they had. The way they just assume that this is going to be a loss coming up this weekend against the Baltimore Ravens. I could not believe what I was hearing. You wouldn't believe what you were hearing. And I felt, again, hell is frozen over. I had to call in and talk them into talking Steelers fans into thinking that, yeah, it's the NFL. You'd have a chance to win.
Can you give your listeners just a little bit of a let up here? I mean, guys, do you understand what I've been talking about over the last 48 hours?
No.
I mean,
Cam Ward.
Saying, oh my! No.
Baker
Mayfield.
We're
talking about setbacks and insurance
over
injuries and how this could get us away out of prison for crying out loud here.
Yeah,
exactly. For the love of God, if you're going to the playoffs, act like it.
Thanks, Ken.
I cannot believe I'm telling you guys this. Goodbye.
See ya.
Audio courtesy of 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. We welcome in one half of that show over there, Andrew Filippone. 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh as the Steelers get set to take on the Ravens coming up Saturday night at 8 p.m. Pony, why the long face with your fan base?
I don't know, Ken, because they've lost four in a row. They scored 17 points against a team that just fired its defensive coordinator. And they've lost their last five playoff games. And frankly, every game has been a blowout because they dug themselves such a big hole.
Andrew, have you flip-flopped for a fourth time this year on Mike Tomlin?
Yes, I'm back to thinking he's ready to be traded or should be.
Boy, the trade thing is very interesting. I know
by the way, By the way, Lima, before you continue to grill me on Tomlin, it's interesting because I remember the fan in Cleveland sending out viral videos of Ken not being excited about the Cavaliers playoff matchup against the Magic. So are you allowed to do that with the basketball team?
Whoa. I didn't. When was this?
You said if you were there for their last regular season game, you would have booed them, and there was no excitement or anticipation for the first round series.
That's not true.
I do remember we got into a debate about why people weren't excited about the Cavs playoffs.
Yes, you did.
Because I remember I was defending
them. I didn't say I was going to boo the Cavs in the playoffs, you ass. I never said that.
No, you said the last regular season game, you said if you were there, you would have booed them. You said that.
Well, that's because of the way they treated that final game. Remember what they did with the substitutions?
That's right. People were upset. Yeah, no, I said it was fine for them to be booed.
The season, I'm supposed to sit here and get people fired up for this series? You said that.
But I didn't say they were going to lose. I didn't say they were going to sit there and lose like you're saying this entire time against the Baltimore Ravens.
So you should say.
I thought they were going to win.
So you should say, I think the Steelers are going to win. They're a 10-point underdog.
I would like you to find a way that the Steelers can win, and if the Steelers don't win, then yeah, you can go ahead and hammer them. But my God, these are playoff appearances don't fall off of trees.
And your phone call to us yesterday was, hey, why don't you guys use the same strategy that didn't work against Cincinnati against Baltimore? Yeah, there's a real bright idea.
Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. So what do you want to do? What's your strategy? To throw the ball all over the place with a hurt George Pickens and Pat Freiermuth?
Oh, so you'd rather run it with Najee Harris 25 times?
I'd rather try to find a way to get an offense that can actually move the football instead of just doing three and outs like you've been doing the last month.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I agree with that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, can I be in charge of the football for a second over here?
Well, what is it, Andrew?
Yeah. If we're talking hockey, I guess we could bring you on and you could be the expert.
What is it that Russell Wilson is struggling with right now?
Just about everything. Did you see his two-minute drill against the Bengals Saturday night? It was one of the worst I've ever seen in my life. I mean, that was just unbecoming of a 13-year veteran quarterback. Completely lost sense of the time, terrible spatial awareness. Not knowing when to throw the ball away, not knowing when to live to play another down. It was just awful. And so they brought him here to make plays like that. Kenny Pickett actually thrived in those situations. Not that he's a better quarterback than Russ, but we saw a guy the last 2 years make those plays. This guy couldn't. I'm telling you, the more and more I think about it, the more and more I would play Fields against the Ravens. Why the hell not?
From start to finish?
Why not?
Wow.
Well, I have a theory about this.
During the four-game losing streak, you think he gives them a chance to win?
I think you want to talk this into existence because you can't stand Mike Tomlin. You want him gone. You want to trade for him. And so you want to trade him away, and I think you want them to lose. So this expedites that situation.
Ken, he's not getting fired, so it doesn't matter. They could lose the game 50-0, and he'd probably get a key to the city from the owner of the team. Look, he's 36 years old. We saw what happened to Kirk Cousins this year, Aaron Rodgers. I watched what happened to Ben in his final couple years. I think he's shot. I don't think he has an NFL future. I think if the Steelers don't re-sign him to be their starting quarterback, he'll be completely out of the NFL next year. So another thing is, I'll ask you guys this question.
I don't know about that. I think we'll talk about him plenty on The Fan and whether or not people want to bring him here.
Oh, my God.
So there's still a little bit of a future there.
If he had gone in for Fields when Justin was benched, and put up these four games in a row and the Steelers lost all four, Fields would be their starting quarterback again. So why can't you do it now? The number one thing Tomlin wanted in Wilson was not to protect the football. It was to score points. He said the way we're winning isn't good enough.
Let me ask you this. Do you truly believe that will give you a better chance to win? Because it's saying, well, what can it hurt? That's not an answer. It's not an answer. You got to do it that gives you a better – you truly believe gives you a better chance to beat the Ravens Saturday.
Well, I mean, I need big playmaking. I don't think I'm going to have sustained drives just running into the brick wall that's their front seven because they're number one against the run, and I don't. It's 10-on-11.
I don't think you're going to have big playmaking. But if George Pickens can't be George Pickens, I don't think you're going to have big playmaking anyway.
Okay, fine.
I don't think you have weapons to throw to.
So you can say this isn't a sufficient answer. I'd rather lose with a 25-year-old quarterback that possibly has upside than a 36-year-old who's ready for the glue factory. Sorry, okay. I just would.
That's fine.
Is it the weather? Did the weather cause issues? I know you played a tougher schedule down the stretch.
Oh, my God. Come on. The guy's got huge hands. He played in Seattle his entire career.
But he had the same injury Brady Quinn had when he was here, and Brady Quinn has said he was never able to grip the football the same way again, and he believes that Russell Wilson is not able to do the same.
Wait a minute. Who are we talking about here? Russ?
Russ.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the same hand injury. Oh.
Well, Russ had that hand injury in Seattle years ago.
Yeah, and doesn't matter if you can't grip the ball ever since, just like Brady Quinn couldn't, then I guess you're really screwed now, aren't you?
You need a dome. Needs a dome.
I don't know, Ken. Was his hand broken when he threw for 414 yards and put up 44 points against the Bengals earlier in the year?
If the weather gets worse, things tend
to throb.
Okay, how about when he went to Buffalo last year and beat them and played a great game?
What was the weather?
It was windy, and it wasn't a snowstorm, but it wasn't a beautiful, City Hall kind of
day. Andrew, let's talk turkey. What happened to T.J. Watt? I haven't heard his name in an NFL game in like 8 weeks. What's going on?
You know what? I'm not going to come on here and defend him right now. I'm not going to play the Miles T.J. Watt game.
Wow. Why aren't you going to defend your guy?
Because if you are the best defensive player in the world, you've got to find a way to make plays. And he went up against Cody freaking Ford on Saturday. And he did have a strip sack, but it didn't count because there was a defensive holding penalty on the play.
Is he injured? Fine. Are we just going to hear about an injury at the end of the year? Or have teams figured him out all these years later?
You are. Yep, you're going to hear that. You're going to hear that he turned his ankle against Philadelphia. Yes, there's animals. Funny. He turned his ankle against Philly, and we're going to hear that he wasn't 100% and that was severely limiting him and holding him back in these games. I guarantee we'll hear that.
And that is around
from JJ on NFL Today.
And that is around the AFC North, and I am surprised that Andrew Filippone did not have one FS1 reference in there. Not incredible. A single one.
Boy, we had the odds on that.
Yes, we did.
I know it was TJ Watt somehow top two all year, defensive player of the year. Yeah. And the odds were even, dead even, yeah, that we would get an FS1 reference in there.
I told Owen yesterday, did I not, right after the show, go, be ready. Yeah. Be ready. You might have to dump it.
Waiting for something.
He's going to have to text you, or maybe he'll leave a coming in hot.